the first thing that Jesus says to would-be followers is, what are you seeking? In other words, what are your intentions? What are your motivations? Why are you following me? And in the text, they say back to Jesus, where are you staying? Well, that seems to be a strange answer to that question, isn't it? Did they want to see his house and then decide if they would be his followers based on his curtains or the square footage, if he had the latest designs? Did they want to see what kind of camel he drove? No. But it appears that these two men wanted an audience with Jesus. They had some questions for him that they sincerely wanted to know more about him. They weren't trying to set a trap for him like the religious leaders would do. They wanted to know more about him. John the Baptist had told them one thing, and they honestly wanted to know and find out for themselves if it was true. And they had their questions answered because the next day, Andrew, one of those two disciples, finds his brother Peter and says, "We have found the Messiah." It wasn't because Jesus went around wearing a crown or laid out a military strategy or explained his political platform. That conversation that night undoubtedly went late into the night, and it led Andrew to believe that Jesus, the Lamb of God, was truly the Anointed One of God, the Messiah, just like the Old Testament foreshadowed and promised. But Andrew is not the only disciple who wanted to know more. When we look at the end of the passage, Jesus tells Nathanael, someone who was already seeking to understand God's word, that if he were to follow Jesus with a true and sincere heart, then he would see greater things. Now, does Jesus mean that Nathanael would actually see with his eyes grander, greater things? Not necessarily. Look at verse 50. It says, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe? You will see greater things than these." It's not that Nathanael saw something as much as he came to understand something about who Jesus is. So the more Nathanael hung around Jesus, he would see greater things, or in other words, come to know Jesus in greater and deeper levels. And one of those greater things is laid out for us in verse 51. In verse 51, Jesus says that Nathanael will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, I'm not saying that something like that didn't really happen, but we have no account of it in the Gospels, much less John's Gospel. So what exactly is Jesus talking about? Well, Jesus is referring to something that happens in Genesis 28 in Jacob's dream. Have you ever heard of Jacob's ladder? Well, it comes from Genesis 28. And in that scene, a ladder descends from heaven to earth, and angels go up and down that ladder from heaven to earth. So what is Jesus comparing himself to in that parallel? He's comparing himself to the ladder that reaches down from heaven to earth. Nathanael, you think it amazing that I saw you under the fig tree when you thought no one was around. You will come to see greater things about me. And one of those things is that I am the connecting point between heaven and earth. I have come down from heaven, and you can't get to heaven by any other means than me. Do you see this here? This desire from those first two disciples, from Peter wanting to know the Messiah, from Nathanael truly wanting to know this one who fulfilled the Mosaic law. They wanted to know more and more and more. And that is a disciple. They want to know more of Jesus. They can't get enough. But I also want you to know something else. Jesus already knows you. He knows your heart. He knows you so well that he can change your name to describe you without you having ever met him before. That's what he did to Peter. He described Nathanael as an honest Israelite and not a deceptive one. That wasn't a sarcastic statement, but a true one, so true that Nathanael thought it somehow supernatural. Later on in chapter 2, the text is going to say that many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing, but Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people. You see, Jesus knows you as well, and he will not allow you to follow him with wrong motivations and desires. It must be because you are beginning to see Jesus for who he is. As you pray today, please remember Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Tagalog Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.